Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Fellas, I gotta admit, it's a little weird that on a Wednesday, I feel like we just made these picks a few days ago. We gotta get back in the lab. We gotta get ready to rock and roll.
Well, that's the way it is for the players of these games, so why shouldn't it be the same for us?
And for what it's worth, Harris right now, the leader in the clubhouse, he has a commanding lead, 38-22 on the year. For yours truly, I am 30-29-1 after a 2-3 week. Fleegs right now got some work to do. He's 27-31-2. And are we all going to be picking at least one of the Thanksgiving games? I thought about picking the 5 and then having us pick all 3. But Harris, in fairness to you and the lead that you have, I don't think it would be right to have Fleegs and I have an opportunity to gain that much more ground.
Okay, that's fair. And besides that, who wants to play the Bears-Lions game? I don't think anybody does.
Well, we're going to find out if one of us is going to be playing the Bears-Lions game. So believe it or not, it is the day before Thanksgiving. And without further ado, the Week 13 edition of the Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here. Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
All right, folks, let's rock and roll. And, of course, I'm going to be playing one of the games here on Turkey Day. And if you're listening to my show on Thursday morning, you will hear all 3 of my picks against the spread for Turkey Day. But I only can pick 5 here. So I don't have the ability to pick all 3. I got to decide between one of the 3. And I'm going to roll with, to me, the obvious spot here. The Chicago Bears laying the 3.5 against the Detroit Lions. And I'll tell you why, Mr. Maestro. You have the Detroit Lions potentially playing with a third-string quarterback. This is a Detroit Lions team that, to me, is falling apart at the seams. They lose last week in Washington. Stafford is done for the year. You haven't seen Kerryon Johnson, and I just think they have the look and the feel of a defeatist team. On the flip side, I know I'm putting my money on Mitchell Trubisky. That is a scary thought. I'm well aware of what I'm dealing with, folks, but I get the sense the Bears gained a little confidence. I think the Bears, at the very least, are going to finish this season in some sort of a flurry. It's obvious. It's square. I don't care. The Lions are not winning this game on Turkey Day. Give me the Chicago Bears laying the points. 3.5 to be exact in game number 1. Now, the other games I'm picking are not going to be on Turkey Day. I thought about the Cowboys laying the 7 against Buffalo. I think they will cover the number, but I'm going to stay away there. Game 2, I am going to roll with a team that has played far better than their record. That being the Arizona Cardinals. We all saw the Los Angeles Rams Monday night against Baltimore, and I get it. The Rams were embarrassed. Some like to roll with a team that gets embarrassed the following week in a national TV spot. Not me. I'm going with the Arizona Cardinals. I'm rolling with Kyler Murray. I'm rolling with the team that gave the Niners hell, that's played hard all year, that's been in a lot of games. I think this is the week they break through. I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals +3. They win this game outright. Game number 3, Sunday Night Football. And for the second straight week, I will be fading the New England Patriots. I know that's going to be hard to believe, but when you have a line that opens at 4.5 and 80% of the public money is coming in on that side and the line goes down, that to me is telling. Deshaun Watson can make plays against New England. He has gone against New England. I think that will help him here. And I also like the fact that Houston is the far more desperate team. So I'm going to say New England's got to keep pace with Baltimore in the race for home field. That's all well and good. Houston's got to get themselves into the playoffs. I think they give you a banner effort on Sunday night. I think they're winning the game outright. Give me the Texans in game 3. Game 4, Monday Night Football. Sometimes when it's that obvious, it's that obvious. For me, Seattle is the pick here. Russell Wilson's playing like an MVP candidate. Seattle returns home, fired up, 12th man. I think that crowd will be rowdy. I think Wilson will outperform Kirk Cousins. And again, it's Kirk Cousins in prime time. I will fade Kirk Cousins against Russell Wilson in prime time any day of the week, twice again on Sunday, 3 times again on Monday. I'm taking Seattle laying a 3. Last but not least, a lot of Jet fans aren't going to like to hear this. This has all the makings of a trap. This has all the makings of a letdown. I understand the New York Jets have won 3 straight games. I know they're playing much better football. The Cincinnati Bengals, this is going to be the week. Cincinnati is covering this game. Cincinnati is winning outright. I think the return to Andy Dalton helps. I think the fact that the Bengals have been in a couple of games helps. I think they break through this week. This reminds me a lot of the spot Miami was in a few weeks ago when they beat the New York Jets. And I get it. The Jets are playing better football right now. I just think it's time for the Bengals. And I'm getting a hook to boot. Give me the Bengals +3.5 is my final pick. All right, Mr. Maestro. You have been muy caliente, good sir. Keep those good vibes going. What do you got?
I want to first advise people to not even consider going with my picks.
The 5-team Harris Allen parlay. Lock it in, folks. Lock it in.
Here we go. I'm going to start with a team that I haven't taken much, and you guys both have. And this time I'm going to go with the New Orleans Saints. They gave up a lot of points, blew a big lead last week, ended up pulling out a last-second win. They're in Atlanta against the Falcons. I think the spread is reasonable. New Orleans will put up the points, and I think the defense will come to play in this one. Saints -7 is pick number 1. Number 2, don't love the spread here, but I'm going to do it anyway, and it's in Miami, the Eagles -8.5 over the Dolphins, just going on the assumption that Miami is not very good, as they say.
Well, they got their 2 wins. It's been all downhill ever since. The tank is back on. And if the Eagles can't get right in this spot, Harris, they're never getting right. Now, we do have that line at 9.5 now. So it's getting jacked up.
Oh, wait a second.
That does not change your way of thinking in any way, does it?
It might.
Oh, it might. So are we going to audible now out of the Eagles?
I have an alternative game.
Wow, this is a first for the O-Loss.
Is this okay with Fleeks here?
Can we compromise on 9? Will Harris take it at 9?
Wow.
We're giving him 9. I love that we're now turning into odds makers.
You know what? Let's do the 9. I'll stick with my original pick.
We'll give you the 9. The 9 on Philadelphia. The 9. All right, there you go.
So you know this is ending up as Harris's first push of the year.
Oh, guaranteed.
Either that or that half a point is going to kill me. All right, if you had told me 3 weeks ago that I was going to pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2 weeks in a row, I would have said you were crazy. But I am picking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They were very good to me last week. They're at Jacksonville against the Jaguars. And yes, Jameis Winston, a couple of interceptions early, but he pulled it together and got the job done when it counted. Give me Tampa Bay +1 at Jacksonville. 2 to go. So that alternative game, just so you know, the one I was thinking about was that Steelers-Browns game. But
I'm not going anywhere near that game. What'd you like in that game out of curiosity?
I think I was going to go Steelers.
I agree with you there. But you got 2 more for us, Maestro.
Here we go. I'm going against you on Sunday night, give me the Patriots -3 at the Texans. Big reason for that is check the calendar. That will be December 1st. And when you turn the page for month number 12, that is money time for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Patriots -3 at Houston. And finally, this was another tough one for me. This one could have also sent me to that Steelers game, but I'm taking the Raiders +10 at Kansas City. Oakland, obviously horrendous against the Jets last week. They're not going to do that again. I don't necessarily think they're going to win this game, but if you give me 10 points against the Kansas City team that has sort of been a little bit underachieving this year, I'm going to take my chances. Raiders +10.
Funny, I thought about Kansas City. You know what scared me? The game in New England the following week could be a classic look ahead. So I'm staying away from the Chiefs and the Raiders. Mike Fliegelman, you got a lot of work to do, my friend. So let's get it going. What do you got?
I got to bounce back from 1-4. I'm picking a couple games you guys already mentioned. So I'll start with those on Thanksgiving. I also like the Bears. Up until a couple days ago, I wouldn't have touched this game, but Jeff Driskel might not play. David Blau, I remember watching him at Purdue. Okay, college quarterback. I just don't see him playing well in the NFL. And that Lions team, to me, seems like a team that they're beaten up. They played so tough early in the year, lost a lot of close games. I think they're just done. They're wiped. I don't think they give you even Thanksgiving at home, a spot where they sometimes show up. I don't even think they're capable of doing that. I think this team is done for the season. I said earlier in the year that if I try to pick Mitchell Trubisky as a road favorite again, you got to slap me. So come in, do that during the break.
I will remind you of that.
But I'm doing it. I'm laying the 3.5 with the Bears. Game number 2, I'm with you in Seattle -3. I think the Seahawks are going to win this game. I think they're the better team. I like the Vikings. They're good, but I have a chance to take Russell Wilson at home in a primetime game against Kirk Cousins on the road in a primetime game, and I'm going to lay the 3 points. I think the Seahawks win this game. Game number 3, I'm with Harris. I like the Patriots against the Texans on Sunday night, laying the 3. Bill Belichick 5-0 against Bill O'Brien. 3 of those games have not been competitive in any way, shape, or form. Like Harris pointed out, come December, the Patriots, they start to get rolling. They're going to roll right through December into the playoffs. I like them to go into Houston to win. Stephon Gilmore will take out DeAndre Hopkins. Let me see if Watson can find somebody else against that Patriots defense and find a way to win that game. I just don't see it happening. Game number 4, it's the one I have that you guys have not mentioned. I'm taking the Packers -6.5 at the Giants. I didn't like this one. It opened at 7.5, but if I can get it under a touchdown, I'm going to take it. This game, the Packers have bounced back after their previous 2 losses to start the year. I think they do that again, and the Packers are just a much better team. If Daniel Jones turns the ball over once or twice, that's enough for a blowout. Aaron Jones should be able to run the ball well against the Giants' defense. I mean, this isn't the Niners. You're facing Leonard Williams. They'll toy with him. He's awful. I think Daniel Jones has a turnover, too. That's key. Aaron Rodgers is going to protect the ball, and I think the Packers win this game enough that even when the Giants score late, Daniel Jones rallies them. It's not enough for a backdoor. And game number 5, if you've been paying attention the last couple weeks, there's a thread with my last pick.
Oh, this scares me already. Well, I know where you're going.
But the logic is very different on this one. I'm picking the Bengals because the Jets have won the last 3 games when I picked against them. But I will say, if you're a Jets fan and you weren't terrified when you saw that Andy Dalton is starting this game now and Ryan Finley, you don't remember anything from your life as a Jets fan. This is already worrying me. It's Wednesday. I'm terrified for Sunday. The Bengals are winless. I wanted them to beat the Steelers last week, have them coming off the high of that first win. They're desperate. This almost seems like a move like ownership says, listen, get Dalton back in there. Let's try to steal this game against the Jets so we have the first pick, but we don't have the stink of 0-16. I'm nervous as a Jets fan for this game. It seems like the trap. Hopefully Sam Darnold is above that and they don't lay an egg. If Adam Gase loses this game, all the goodwill he gained the last 3 weeks, out the window. But I'm taking the Bengals +3.5.
You should be nervous about this game if you're a Jet fan. I'm rolling with the Bengals +3.5, the Cardinals +3, Texans +3, Seattle laying the 3. A lot of threes right there. And last but not least, the Chicago Bears. The Bears laying 3.5 for Fleegs. He's got the Bears. He's got the Seahawks. He's against me. He's taking the Patriots -3. Green Bay -6.5. Cincinnati +3.5. And for the Red Hot Maestro, I mean, these are the picks of record. Let's be honest on you. 38-22, then it picks a record. Saints -7. Eagles -9. Tampa +1. Raiders +10. And maybe I'll gain a game on Mr. Maestro. New England -3.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.